This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Senate debate on a bill to keep the government funded will be unfolding today into the weekend. It's just one of many issues Congress needs to decide this fall, a list that includes the nation's borrowing limit and sequestration. Remember that, not to be confused with defenestration, the across-the-board budget cuts from earlier this year. More are set for the next fiscal year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports on how cuts to the merchant marine could end up costing the Navy more money.
The Merchant Marine is a fleet of U.S.-flagged ships with American crews that are privately owned. For a yearly fee, they deliver cargo for the U.S. government. During World War II, Merchant Marine vessels known as Liberty ships dodged German U-boats to deliver crucial supplies. I boarded a Liberty ship in Baltimore recently to meet retired Merchant Marine Captain Don Marcus. As we go up the gangway, tell me, what am I looking at here?
Well, you're looking at the SS John W. Brown.
Marcus could go on and on about the John W. Brown, but we're here to talk about 2014 sequestration cuts. Marcus says they'd hit the Merchant Marine hard. There are now 60 Merchant Marine ships that carry U.S. military cargo. Marcus says up to a third of them could be lost because of sequestration.
It's a situation of unintended consequences and blind cuts that could slash capacity at a time of potential conflict and actual conflict.
Marcus says Merchant Marine ships carried more than 90% of the cargo for U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. But former Assistant Defense Secretary Lawrence Korb says we won't be fighting any more big ground wars that require lots of cargo shipments. He says if he were back at the Pentagon, he'd go along with the Merchant Marine cuts.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do it. But if I had to do it, could I live with it? Yeah.
If that happened, the Navy would pick up much of the slack. Retired Admiral Mark Busby says that would be expensive. By some estimates, it would cost $13 billion to replace the Merchant Marine ships. But Busby says the Merchant Marine ends up being an easy target for budget cutters because of little public support.
People see 18-wheelers on the highway. They see trains going by. But few people venture into ports. Few people see ships sailing at sea.
But that could change, thanks to Hollywood.
This is not a drill. This is a real-world situation.
A new Tom Hanks movie is coming out. He stars as a merchant marine captain attacked by pirates. The movie premieres October 11th, when Congress is still likely to be wrestling with sequestration cuts. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.